You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
First on Clare FM this morning, Limerick IT have announced plans to establish a campus in the heart of Ennis. From this September, 6 CAO courses will be offered there. The president of LIT is Vincent Cannan. Vincent, good morning to you. Hello, Vincent. No, we'll get back to him in a second. That's no problem at all. The story, as we have told you today, will see the facility set up at a premises on Bindon Street in the heart of Ennis. And as I say, six CAO courses will be on offer there from September. Of course, it's not the first time that LIT have set up base outside of Limerick. In spite of the name, they also have campuses in Clonmel and in Thurles and in Tipperary. And now they're coming to Ennis as well. It's a move that has been supported by and heralded by Clare County Council. They've put some financial investment into the premises, we are told, and they also say that this is a key target of the Ennis 2040 economic and spatial strategy. We'll get Vincent on the line in a couple of minutes, so do stay tuned for that. Frankie Coote will be with us too between now and the end of the programme. And a reminder, I've mentioned it once already, but I was really heartened to see, and I hate queuing, right, but I was really heartened to see a long line when I arrived at Cummins' car centre at Ballymaley in Ennis yesterday for the RSA's Check It Fits Roadshow, which allows you the opportunity to have somebody to take a look at the car seat in the back seat of your car and figure out if it's installed correctly. And they find from going around the country to Clare and all of the other counties as well that 4 out of 5 car seats are not fitted correctly. And of course, if the worst happens and you've got a smallie in the back in their car seat and you're in an accident of some sort, then you want to make sure that the car seat is fitted correctly, and you want to make sure that it does its job for what's probably the most important person or one of the most important people in your life. But that is on in Kilrush today. In a short while you'll hear how I got on yesterday, but it is worth going to. It's at Super Value in Kilrush, and I'm letting you know about it again now because you could have quite a long, well, maybe not necessarily a very long wait. It's certainly a very worthwhile wait, but it was a very popular one, which I was very heartened to see yesterday when I went along. But it's there outside Super Value up until 5:30 this evening. Now, Vincent Cannan from LIT, I'm told, is on the line. Vincent, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us. And we do appreciate it. A new announcement of a new campus in Ennis. Why is this, or in what way is this significant, I suppose, first of all?
Well, I think it's significant for both LIT and for Ennis and Clare. It's a statement from LIT that, you know, we want to be in Ennis. We want to benefit from the 25,000 or so people that live there that haven't to date had that opportunity for an expanded higher education activity. We're working in partnership with Clare County Council, who also recognise the opportunities afforded by having a third level institute there in the heart of the town. And I think we're looking at expanding our numbers there, expanding our CAO offering.
Because you've already been offering courses in the town, but this now is your own physical premises with LIT's name over the door.
This is the big change. So yes, we've been in the museum, above the museum for a number of years, and we've been running, last year was the first time we had a CAO programs there, and this year we'll have 6 programs. There's a page for Ennis now in the latest CAO, which closed on the 1st of February. The numbers there are encouraging. So we have 3 level 7s and 3 level 8 programs now on a dedicated page that says LIT Ennis. And for that expansion, we need a proper facility. We need something that says and affirms that LIT is in Ennis, it's in Clare. And I think that's what this opportunity that's been announced today confirms.
You've taken a facility at Bindon Street. It's the Bindon Court building. It's a 4-storey building, just taking a look at it this morning. What will that look like in September? And indeed, do you see the capacity there to maybe offer more than just these CAO courses we're talking about this morning?
Yeah, it's on the corner of Harmony Row and Bindon Street. It's a very prominent location, right in the heart, I suppose, of historic Ennis and the business heart of Ennis. It's about 7,000 square foot. Our initial thing over the next, from September on, we'll have about 150 students like there, or, you know, close on. And there'll be some So there's two buildings. Like there's an older building on the corner that now has become part of Clare County Council has got that as well. So and they're amalgamating the two of them to make a workable entity for us. And I'd like to congratulate and thank Clare County Council for the approach they've taken. So we're going. We have about 75 students there in Ennis at the moment. This will allow us to double up in the short term. And will give us, you know, significant expansion opportunities over the next number of years. It's not just about the CEO, Gavin, either. It's about continuous professional development. It's about night courses. It's about utilising and sweating that space so that we can get the most out of it and offer an expanded set of programmes, both for daytime and for the continuous professional development side of things or through night and weekends, etc. So It's a block that will be full of life. Yes, there'll be a sign that says LIT over it, and I think it's part of the council's plan to take a look at the whole regeneration of that area, and I think it's something that the people of Ennis will appreciate. And I think it's simply a good news story, but it's also a continuing and deepening partnership between Clare County Council and ourselves. And also, let's not forget that their LCETB have a significant activity in Ennis as well. And we'll be looking at continuing to partner with that side of things as well for the benefit of the people of Ennis and Clare.
So this building will be very active when it's up and running, by the sounds of it.
Look, you can't beat having the footfall in an area, and students provide some of the best footfall. They're going to be pouring out of there at different times of the day. They're going to be looking for something to do, something to eat, something to drink, and it gives character, and it just gives another dimension to things. The students that we would have, of course, are range in age from 18 to nearly 80. So there's a broad based activity there, and I think for all the people of Clare, but when you think of the access that West Clare will have now into Ennis as well, I think there's an opportunity there for people from a broader side of things just than Ennis itself.
You mentioned that the fact the CAO courses or the programs are already being advertised. They're in social care work, early childhood education and care, and in marketing and management. Do you foresee many students from outside of Clare coming here for those courses? Will you be mainly teaching locals, I suppose?
We'd hope to get a mix. We hope to see this as an opportunity for locals. Yeah, they don't have to travel as far. But if you look at the advantages of Ennis, I mean, Ennis is a very large town. I think it's probably the largest town in Munster, with 25,000 people. Yet it's cheaper than the major cities. It offers opportunity for accommodation, that has become a huge issue for students up and down the country. So with the possibility of having reasonable priced accommodation in a town centre location, with all of that entails for the student life, if you like. So it adds character. So I think there are opportunities for us to attract in people from outside Clare, outside Ennis, who will see the benefits of relatively cheap living in a town that has a lot to offer.
And that's where you talk of the economic spin-off in terms of people coming in, and you already mentioned buying lunch, buying drinks, whatever it may be. You see, and your experience, I presume, from Thurles and from Clonmel, is that this is of benefit financially to those areas. We've already got these satellite campuses.
Absolutely. I mean, we have experience of running a very diverse group of entities across Clonmel and Thurles, multiple places in Limerick, and now, this very significant announcement for Ennis. And the thing is, these places attract students because, they have their own character, but also in a world where accommodation is becoming difficult and pricey, students are going where they see good value. They're going to get the same level of course, they're going to get the same level of teaching, but the added value that they get from the accommodation and food, etc., can make these places much more attractive. But you're also, as I say, Ennis has really great advantages in the sense that it has that 25,000, which means that it has a lot of facilities that other towns wouldn't have. And of course, then your centre point between Limerick and Galway as well. So there's an awful lot of advantages that you can see for the students.
Sure. How important has Clare County Council's involvement been to put a significant financial outlay to support the establishment of this campus?
Well, Clare County Council have been critical to this, and I think it's the vision of Clare County Council, particularly Pat Downing and Liam Keneally and Carmel Green, in finding, firstly recognising that what Ennis needed was to have its own higher education facility that was, you know, a significant addition to the town. From an economic indicator point of view, you know, if you're selling a town, if you're selling something like, you know, you're looking for inward investment or to stabilise existing investment, having a higher education provider in your town is a noted, it's noted in all the literature, this is one of the key enablers for future expansion.
Even though the courses that you're offering may not necessarily, I know marketing is there, but if you're talking about social care and early childhood care, they're not necessarily courses that would be funneling graduates typically into industry.
No, but they're part of the supply chain into that. Like, you know, the social care and early childcare are part of what people need in order to free themselves up, in order to do the jobs. But just because we have those three programs there at the moment at the level 8, you know, we are looking to expand other programs. We'll be talking to industry and talking to the council and you know, the regional skills manager as well, as to what courses would do well in Ennis. We're already doing some of that with our own marketing team. But we're open to expanding the program range in a way that is beneficial to both Ennis, Clare and the wider wider communities.
And you have the capacity and the scope to do that?
Well, the advantage for us is that we can also, you know, in a sense, we're less than half an hour from our Moylish campus, and we'll be less than, you know, half an hour from our new Coona campus as well. So we can do a lot of things, you know, out in Ennis that and bring sort of activities there as well in a low cost basis.
Okay.
So I think the opportunities are really there, and this adds to our whole regional remit. You know, LIT is very much, you know, focused on the region. And I suppose, as an ex-CEO of Shannon Development, for me, we've been involved with the Clare side of things for many years, you know, at a personal level and a professional level, as well as president of LIT. I think this is a really positive regional development. It's a really positive side of things for the Midwest region. And it's very much part of what LIT is about, bringing higher education to the areas where there's a population base that can benefit from it, where there's an industry and business base that can benefit from it, and worker in partnership. And in Clare County Council, we found a real partner there that shares our vision for the provision of higher education, but sees the downstream benefits of that as well.
We'll hear from the council in our news a little bit later on. For now, though, Vincent, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Gavin.
All the very best. Do take
pleasure
care.
Pleasure as always.
Bye-bye. Vincent Cannan is president of LIT, coming to Ennis. And those courses starting this coming September, by the way.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.